Good evening. This is Akishvani Kohima. I'm Kahu Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu nominates four prominent personalities to Rajya Sabha. Centre directs states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against issue of counterfeit and substandard fertilisers. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton acknowledges the role of Gurkha and Nepali communities in Nagaland's development across various sectors. And Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated eminent lawyer Ujjwal Deorao Nikam, social worker C. Sadanandan Master, former Foreign Secretary Harsh Vardhan Shringla, and historian and academician Dr. Meenakshi Jain to the Rajya Sabha. In a notification, the Ministry of Home Affairs informed about the decision. Mr. Nikam, who hails from Maharashtra, has served as a government counsel in the Mumbai terror attacks case, while Mr. C. Sadanandan Master from Kerala has a long career in education. He has been a victim of political violence and lost both his legs. Mr. Shringla has also served as ambassador to the United States, Bangladesh and Thailand. He served as chief coordinator for India's G20 presidency in 2023. Dr. Jain has served as associate professor of history at Gargi College, University of Delhi.
Ujjwal Nikam, who hails from Maharashtra, has served as a government counsel in the Mumbai terror attack case and 1993 Mumbai blast case. C. Sadanandan Master from Kerala has a long career in education in the state. Harshvardhan Shringla served as chief coordinator for India's G20 presidency in 2023. He has also served as ambassador to the United States and Thailand and high commissioner to Bangladesh. Dr. Meenakshi Jain has served as associate professor of history at Gargi College, University of Delhi, and as member of the governing council of Indian Council of Historical Research. Her areas of research include cultural and religious developments in medieval and early modern India. The president nominates 12 persons to the upper house of parliament, Rajya Sabha, for their contribution towards arts, literature, science, social service and other fields. Anupam Mish, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The centre has directed states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against the issue of counterfeit and substandard fertilisers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the chief ministers of all states and union territories in this regard. This letter has been issued with the objective of curbing the sale of fake fertilizers, black marketing of subsidized fertilizers, and illegal activities such as forced tagging across the country. Mr. Chauhan said that agriculture is the backbone of India's economy, and to ensure stability in farmers' income, it is essential to provide them quality fertilizers at the right time and affordable prices. The minister further said it is the responsibility of the states to ensure adequate availability of fertilizers at the right places and locations where it is required. The Hamro Chinhari Nagaland Prant organized the 211th Bhanu Jayanti celebration today at Holy Cross Auditorium, Dimapur. Gracing the occasion as the chief guest, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton fondly recalled his days as one of the first students of Holy Cross Higher Secondary School and expressed pride in the contributions of Nepali-speaking community to Nagaland's growth and harmony. Highlighting the literary legacy of Bhanu Bhakta Acharya, Mr. Patton emphasized the poet's pivotal role in making classical literature accessible to the common people by translating the Ramayana into Nepali. The Deputy Chief Minister acknowledged the significant role of the Gurkha and Nepali communities in Nagaland's development across sectors such as education, healthcare, trade and agriculture. He lauded the event for recognizing academic excellence among students from diverse communities, calling education the cornerstone of societal progress. The Deputy Chief Minister also reaffirmed the government's commitment to preserving cultural heritage and promoting inclusive development. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. After Operation Sindoor, the demand for BrahMos missiles has increased in foreign countries. After unveiling the statue of former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Chandra Bhanu Gupta at the National PG College on the second day of his two-day visit to his parliamentary constituency Lucknow, Defence Minister said 14 countries have asked for BrahMos missile and it will also be exported from Lucknow. Mr. Singh said this will help in increasing employment in the state. Defence Minister said that Uttar Pradesh is one of the major centres of the country's political journey and the state determines the direction of the country. On this occasion, Mr. Rajnath Singh also released a postage stamp in honour of Chandra Bhanu Gupta. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met his Singaporean counterpart Vivian Balakrishnan and reviewed the progress in bilateral cooperation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar, who is on a visit to Singapore, said the country is at the heart of India's Act East policy, while Singapore's foreign minister said, as the world inexorably transitions into multipolarity, India will play an increasingly important role as one of these major poles of opportunity. The External Affairs Minister also met Chairman-designate of Temasek Holdings, Teo Chee Hin, today, where they discussed the transformation underway in India and its investment opportunities. Railways has decided to install CCTV cameras in all coaches to enhance passenger safety. Union Railways Minister Aishwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu reviewed progress of CCTV camera installation in locomotives and coaches. The purpose of fitting cameras in common movement areas of coaches is to improve safety and security of passengers and help in identifying miscreants. To preserve privacy of passengers, CCTV cameras will be installed in common movement areas near the doors. Mr. Vaishnav has approved installation of CCTV cameras in all 74,000 coaches and 15,000 locos. Each railway coach will be covered with 4 dome-type CCTV cameras and each locomotive will have 6 CCTV cameras. Indian Astronaut Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla and 3 other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission are expected to begin their journey back to Earth tomorrow. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, in a social media post, said the undocking has been scheduled for tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. He said the crew will arrive on Earth on Tuesday at around 3 p.m. IST. Group Captain Shukla was on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. He became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. Talking to media at Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's father, Shambhu Dayal, said they are praying to God that he comes back safely.
जिसके लिए हम लोग इतने दिन से इंतजार कर रहे थे अब वो जो है वापसी हो रही है हम लोगों को बहुत ही खुशी है और बहुत प्रसन्न है कि जल्दी से जल्दी वो वापस आ गए ये हम ईश्वर से प्रार्थना करते हैं को सक्सल जो है पृथ्वी पर आसानी से उनका वापस हो और ये हमारे लिए बड़ी खुशी का दिन हो.
The gross direct tax collections in the country have witnessed 274% growth over the last 10 years. Finance Ministry sources said between 2013-14 and 2024-25, refunds issued by the tax department have increased by 474% and the taxpayer base has grown by 133%. The average time of issuing tax refunds has decreased from 93 days in 2013 to just 17 days in 2024. This transformation in tax administration over the past decade is largely due to adoption of digital infrastructure, including end-to-end online filing and faceless assessments, which enable faster and more accurate processing of income tax returns. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. President Draupadi Murmu nominates 4 prominent personalities to Rajya Sabha. Centre directs states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against issue of counterfeit and substandard fertilisers. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton acknowledges the role of Gurkha and Nepali communities in Nagaland's development across various sectors. And Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.